Tomorrow says that Lefaras to Moshe Niftu Mabchaira could be the main reason is only not that the Kedusha is Bechor here and this clot of blood, but just that everybody should know that Lamaise, the second kid, will not be a Bechor. This is only enough to pop it from Bechor, but not that it's really fitted like the Mace, like the Uber, is here. Alright, we'll stop here. We were holding the Chof Beis Amud Aleph on top. We just answered that Kedei Lefaras Tomo Sheniftra Min Abchora. That it could be the reason why the Mishnah says that if you have a Behema Gasa that was Shafas Chavoras Dam that let out a clot of blood, the Mishnah says a Rezu to cover. So first you learn the reason why you have to bury this clot of blood is because you have to be afraid. Maybe that's the Uber. We're talking about the first one. Maybe that's the Bechor. It has Kedushas Bechor and you have to bury it. But then the Gemara said not that. The Gemara said that Rabbi Chiya said it's not Mitama, not a Magen, not a Masa. So it has no Tumas Magen Masa. So the Pshat is that's not the Vlad, that's not the Bechor. So then the question was, what do you have to bury it for? So Gemara says yes, the reason why you have to bury it is that Lefarsim, you have to be Mefarsim, everybody should know about it. Sheniftur Min HaBechorim. To know that there was a Vlad at least, like she had a miscarriage, the baby, the Behemoth. And therefore the next one she has is not going to have a Kedushas Bechor on it. So Gemara says, Lemaim, what do you want to tell me then? Divlad Mal Yehu, that this clot of blood that comes out of the behemoth, like the first time it's supposed to be pregnant, and lets out a clot of blood, so what do you want to tell me that clot of blood is Taka Vlad Mal Yehu, it's really a Vlad. And that's the reason why it's Potem in Abachor, the second one that comes out. It has no Kedushas Bechor, so then the question is, V'yamayenim etam le'demagav le'demasa. Like if you're going to tell me this is really the Vlad, so why doesn't it have Tumas Maga Masa? It should be like an Avela. An Avela has Tumas Maga Maga on it. So why, how could Rabbi Chiya say that this clot of dam has no Tum on it, not if you touch it, not if you carry it, why not? If you're telling me now, look, who you have to, that the next kid that comes out is not a Bechor because this blood is called a Vlad, since so it should have Tumas Navela on it. So my answer is, Omer Rabbi Yechon says, Mishum bitul b'roiv no gubor. It has to do with bitul b'roiv. Again, Nechanami. Really, this blood, this drop of blood, was the uber, was the baby, and really that drop of blood should have tumas nevela on it. But the pshat is though it's coming out with a lot of other blood, so that drop of blood is bitul b'roiv with the other dam that's coming out. And Rashi says bitul b'roiv gets mixed up with the majority of the blood. Loch yena matama she bitul habosa b'roiv dam. That piece of bosta that has a shame uber on it becomes botlin the dam or else ganunim shiotim or the other colors that come out with it. And the Gemara says, the Ozder Reb Yechon Latam, Reb Yechon goes according to his own shita, that he holds that there's such a swar of bitter bribe and therefore has no tumor on it. The Yom Reb Yechon and says that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's the time of our Mishnah Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, says it's behem agashis what's the kuras dam, harated to cover. His shita, and also Reb Shimon, is Omer Dov Rechet. Yechon says both of them say the same thing. What are these two halachas now? The Reb Lezer ben Yaakov or the Amorim, that this Chavoras Dam you have to bury. Now Reb Shimon, Mai, where's Reb Shimon's halacha? It's not like this. A Gemara Nida, Hashilya, you have the placenta, Babayis. The placenta is in the house, halacha is a bayis tamei. The bias is tummy. Anisha was mapper, and she let out the shud, the placenta came out, and it's not nicker that there's a vlad inside it. So still the locher is the bias is tummy. And the pshat is loisha shul yivlad, not that the placenta itself has a loch like the vlad itself, el ishain shul yivlad vlad, that the pshat is that there's no shul, no placenta without a kid. And for sure there was a kid there, elamai, it was nimuk, rasha, the dissolved. You have a bikini, still it's metame, still it has tumma. Therefore, this placenta now has like the blood inside it, has the limuka, the dissolve of the tinnik, that's why it has tumas mace. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Vlad nimuk achla yotso. The kid dissolved before it even came out. And Rashi says, the Makmir and Hosni put over there the time with Rabbi Shimon. The Yom, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Abayis is tor, the chur, there's the vlad that came out. Because the bottom right, even though the dam is like the Vlad, but that dam is bottom right with the other dam. So the kids, you see here, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's bottom right, And now the next trying to bless it now Mishnah also. So Rabbi Yochanan Lishitos, Rabbi Yochanan learns that the reason why there's no tumah magil masa in the Mishnah is because that dam, even though it's the dam of the Uber, the dam of the Vela, but the mice is bottled right with the other dam. That's like Reb Shimon Shitir, that the dam becomes bottled right. Now the Gemara says, Tinan Hosim learned over there a Mishnah Noelis, Ein Lenu Folim Psichas HaKever. If a lady that's pregnant and she finds out that the Uber, the baby inside, is mace, so the lochar is that when her womb opens up, then the tumor comes out right away, the tumor, the mace of the Uber, and that's metam all the kalim in the house. So it says again, Ein Lenu Folim Psichas HaKever. When do we consider a psichas hakever, mean the opening up of the womb of the mother, that the tumah should start to come out in the house even before the uber, even before she gives birth to the mace? So ein l'mafalim psichas hakever ad sheyagilu roish kepika, until the head of the uber of the baby is white and fat like a pika, like a spool of wool, we'll soon see. As if we see later that the head was that big, so now the case here is where she started to give birth in one room, and before the baby came out, they moved her into a second room. So the lachar is all the kelim in the first room are tamei, because we said that there was a psichas hakever in that first room, even though the uber, the mace, did not come out yet. But since the room opened up, it's not called the tumah belua, but rather the tumah comes out, and therefore the kelim is tamei. Now, how big does the head have to be that we should say that for sure the womb opened up in the first room? So the head has to be the size of a kapika. Now the Gemara says, my kapika, what is this kapika? Samar tamachlekis. Omer Rav Huna, Huna says, kapika shot semer. It's like a spool of wool. Now, omalechia barab l'Rav Huna, Rebbe, pirish shel shesi oy shel arif. There are two types of spools of wool. One is used for the shesi. That's what you put in the wool, the loom, up and down. And that's a little thinner type of wool. Oishal Orev, that's a thicker type of wool. So it has to be a thicker ball or a smaller one. Omla Yisrael, this is a machlekes. Tanya, we learned. Pika shel shesi divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it's enough that if the womb, if the head of the uber was the size of a spool of wool that's used for the shesi, put it up and down, even if it's a smaller size, that's enough to make a psichas hakever, that we say that the womb opened up and the tumor comes out. Rabbi Yudu, I may know. Shall Arab, it has to be the size of the spool of wool are used for the crisscross of the loom. And that's a thicker type of a thread, and that's a thicker type of a ball. So it has to be a little bit bigger, the head of the uber, to say there was a psichas hakever. So those are two shiurim. Now Reb Eleza, Reb Tzadikim, he says, Mishayira Tfifais. He says, no, how much of a psichas hakever does the womb have to open up? Enough that if you look at the womb, you can see, Tfitoi will soon see what it is. He's some kamotim. You see some folds there, some folds. The Gemara says, my Tfitoi, what is this Tfitoi? Some of you says, Oh, my shul name is Shmuel, Mishum Reblaz Rebbe Tzadik, that Kachoyo Meforshim Bishlam. This is what he used to explain in Yushalayim. What's called that you see Tfitoi in the womb of the mother? That it's like a preda, it's like a mule, she karas, that she bends down, to let out the meraglayim. So a mule, Vaisai's Rashi says, bends down much more than other chayes and behemoths. Now when she bends down, the nearest you can see inside the womb there, pika mitech pika, the spool inside a spool, Rashi says, mashma kamatim, they were like folds, bends there. So the kids said, when you can see inside the womb, the folds and the bends of the womb, that's enough to make it a psichas hakever. Even though they're not open up enough that a spool could come out from there, but akoponim, once the womb opened up a little bit, that they could see any little bit inside, the folds there, that's also considered a psichas hakever. Then now we do not consider the mace inside like belua, to say the tumor does not come out, but rather we say there's a hole there for the tumor to come out, and the tumor comes out into the house even before the actual mace, the uber, comes out. Now, Omer Rav Huna, Shemati, heard over that shtei pikois, there are two type of pikois, acha shel shesi, one shear is the shear, the pika of this ball of wool that's used for the up and down, the acha shel arev, for the crisscross. V'yenu lefarash, I'm not sure for which halach is the shel shesi, for which halach is the shel arev. Ki Yossi Rav Dimi came on, he said like this, Om Rav Yechanan, Sholosh Pikos Shemat, heard over three Pikos. Achas Sol Shesi, one is the size of Shesi, V'yachas Lo, the size that goes crisscross, V'yachas Shal Piko, Gedola Shal Sakoyim. And one of the big bull will soon see that's made on the Gedola Shal Sakoyim of sacks, will soon see that the type of seal that they use on top of the sack, will soon see. And Vein Lefarish, I don't know how to explain these three shurim for which halach is that each one apply to. So Mark explains now that Kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, Pirsh explained like this, Pirsh from Mishmed Rav Yechanan, Shel Isha Kishol Shefi, that we go to Chumra, that when Isha, again, is she starting to give birth to the Uber that's mace, so soon as, if the head was big enough, like the size of the spool of a shesi, that's the thinner threads that you use for the up and down. If that's the size of the head of the uber, so then we say even in the first room, before the uber came out, there was a psichas akever, that the womb opened up already wide enough that the tumah came out even in the first room. Shel behema, let's say behema is giving birth now to a dead uber. Here it's not a shell of tumas mace, it's a shell of tumas nevela, of tumas maga, if you touch it. So when do we say if you touch now the womb there that you become tamei? Like this, if the uber of the behema, even though it has a dead uber inside it, calls the man, the womb is closed, even though you stick your hands inside there, the Gemara says in Chulin, you're tor, it's called tuma blua. When do we say the womb is open wide enough that if you stick your hand there and touched it, you'll have tuma samagam? That's kishal arif. Here it has to be a bigger opening. It has to be the opening of a bigger spool, the thread that you use for the crisscross on the loom, which is a little bit thicker than the shesi. So that's these two shiurim, shal shesi is for the isha, and shal arif is full of behema. Now where's this big shear of pika gedoyla shal sakoyin, a big spool that's used for the big sacks? Because it's not like, we learn like this, that gush, a clot of dirt, habo mi beis hapras, that comes from a beis hapras, that's a tomim midrabonin. That was a field that had a kever, oran, a mace was buried there, and then later on they plowed over it. So you have to have a suffix, maybe all over the field there's some mace there, that's a tumah of the mace. So you bring a piece of dirt from that field, or else from the Eretz Amim, from outside Eretz Yisrael also have the same tumas mace on it. So shiurei, how much dirt do you have to have here? Like in Eretz Yisrael now, that much dirt, to say I'll have a tumas mace on it, it'll be metama boil, it'll be metama truma, Rashi says. How much shear, how much dirt do you have to have? You have to have the size of a clot of dirt. Shear a kepik gedol l'shal sakoyim. Again, so this shear is kepik gedol l'shal sakoyim, which the Gemara explains now, shu kechoysim hamatsufim. That's like the seal they put on top of the covering. The yeshna b'tzad ha'elyon, it's on the top side, shel magufas hachovyus hachalomis. Rashi Chalemis means from Beis Lechem, where they used to make barrels there, and they used to seal the barrel on top of the cover. So enough dirt that you can make a seal with it. That was the shear, that if you have that much gush, that much dirt, it's metama. So that's the shear of this biggest soil. So sakoyim means how much dirt you need to bring in the house. It's metama mishum, offer of Amer Samim, or offer of Beis Apras. The Rashi says, Gush is offash yurei, the tam of yer, l'sar fol of trum of a kotshin. So Rashi says, this, beis alachmas, Rashi yesh tzad el yoyim, yeh, kloimash, yesh tun yesh tchoysam, the seal that you make on top of it, shakisa shaysam chov yishacheris. It was a earthly barrel, which was roche melamata, and the bottom was very wide, lechatsa sachobis, for elichum eschatsa, got very narrow on top. So el yoyim means the top part of it, used to put a seal on the top. So how much dirt you need to make the seal on the top of it, that's the shear of how much dirt you have to have, the tamei tumas or mace. Now, Omer Resh Lakish, Mishum Reb Yehuda Nisiyo, Resh Lakish says, Nu Alok, Mishum Reb Yehuda Nisiyo, Halakeach Tzir Miyamorit, somebody buys tzir, somebody buys brine, that's fish brine, off an Amorit, so you have to be afraid, maybe the Amorit touch it. And if there's more water there, we'll soon see, than fish brine, then the water is makabel tumah. So therefore, in order to make it tor, is mashik of a mayim. Let it just put it into the mikvah, and that's the lach of water, talmudic water, when that water just touches the mikvah water, that's called hashoka, they touch one another, the water becomes tor. Vitor, some more explains than a monashach. This helps the monashach. that this seer should become tor with ashoka. Because like this, if there's more water here in this juice than the seer, than the brine, and the juice of the fish, if so, then the mayim, it's a mashke, it's mekabel tumma. But if so, because it's by the amoris usually is tummy, is metama the mashke. But kivan the obudlu hashoka, now that you put into the mikvah, and the waters touched one another, so taharalu, you're metari this water. Now Rashi says, how does this Indian of hashoka works? Rashi says, even though usually an oichel in the mashke does not have a tire in the mikvah, but the maya sakulu hashoka, water helps. Devi kemoshe zoron v'chayze v'noitlon, as if you planted it and then you shazorim v'chazam notin, after you planted it, pick it up again. Because the zriya, when you plant something, that's metayrit, like learning from Mishnah's truma, that you see like truma shenitmo, the plants of truma, they came term, and then you plant them again, they become tor. There also, when you make hashok, it's like you're planting the water in the water, therefore by mayim, the special halacha becomes tor with hashoka, but not by other mashkim. Therefore the Mors is weiter. But what's going to be the other side is v'ruba tzir ninu. Let's say the majority here is tzir. Is this the juice of the fish? If so, tzir loy bar kibuli tumu. Tzir is not something that could be makabel tumah. Rashi says, why does zeyah biyamu? It's called like sweat. Shayotzim min adogim kishemochanosim. When you salt the fish, this sweat comes out. It's not called the mashka, it's not makabel tumah. So, Mayik, what do we have to be afraid about? Mishum hanach miyuta demaya. That maybe the majority here is tzir, but there is a little bit of mayim that's there. If so, hanach bitulilu beruba. This little bit of water is like bottle in the roiva of the tzir. Therefore, it's not considered like it's tummy anyway. Therefore, even though hashaka will not help now because the water is like bottle to the tzir, the main thing of the tzir has no hashaka, but the water, vice versa, even if it was makabel tumah, Tumabras bottle beroiv in the tzir. Sefer monashach. If it's roiv mashke here, roiv mayim, it helps hashaka. If it's roiv tzir, send a little bit of water is bottle beroiv in the tzir, it's tor anyway. Therefore, that's what Rishlokish says, Mishum Abiyuda, that you could be make hashaka. On this Amr, Abiyimir, it says back, Loishonu, this only helps hashaka, Elo litvo ben pitoi. If you want to dip your bread into this dish now, you want to dip your bread in here, we say again that the water there is bottle brave in its here, and therefore it's torma monashach. Avul agadera, let's say you want to throw this whole dish now into a big pot that you're cooking there, loy, then you can't throw the salt sear into the pot. In other words, if you want to use the salt sear with this water all together, then it's also. What's the reason why? Because motza minas minoy v'neir, when you throw this whole tzir into this pot of water, so now the water in the pot is going to wake up, become a part of the water in the tzir. So even though the meat in the tzir, that water was bottled, but now when the water meets up with other water, it becomes rave water here, and it wakes up. And now that original water wakes up, that original water really was tamei. So that water now is going to be metama the other water, and then everything will become tummy. See, if for this bitter will not help, that's the klal of choyze v'neir. Later, when it meets up with other water, it wakes up, and together now it's like water here, and therefore this water is tummy, therefore it's awesome. Samar says, Yosef Rav Dimi sat down, Okom Allah Shemite, said over this halacha. So Malay Abaye said back, no, like Abaye Yagas, and Abaye says, this tumah that was bottled first, does it wake up again later? Look, once it was bottled, it's bottled. So why do you say now when you throw it into other water, even though there's rave water now, so the water mixes up and comes together, but the first water, look, was bottled already. The tumah went away, it doesn't come back. So Yimmy said back, V'yatla tizbura, don't you, Abaye, agree to me, yes, that we say this svara of Chayze v'neir, I'll bring you a proof. V'yatnan, learn like this, learn the Mishnah in Trumas. It says like this, saw truma. You have a measurement of saw of truma of apples, tameya, that these apples were tamei. Shenoflo, now it fell into lameya chulin. It fell into 100 tons.